Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sean, do you like pork rinds?
I do not, no.
So you've actually tried them and said, this isn't for me?
No, I've never even tried. I'm not really a brave man.
How do you know you don't like
man.
Them? How do you know you don't like them?
I just know.
From the packaging? From what?
Isn't there something that you've never tried, but you just know you're not going to like it, whether it be food or something in life?
Yeah, but I've often been wrong. It's the old don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge pork rinds by their packaging.
Unfortunately, I'm just not that open-minded yet. Maybe at some point I'll get there.
Do you find it interesting at all that there are people who pull off to, you know, a 7-Eleven or some such place with the idea of getting pork rinds? They walk in, they choose from among a selection of pork rinds and leave happily and eat them. There's a whole subset of people who do this, Sean.
Are these some of the aliens we were talking about earlier?
They might be. And this brings us to another Sean. Mr. Sean Gentile of The Athletic is on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. Sean, I have an actual friend named, his name is Pete. And he absolutely believes that he was in his sleep one night, abducted by aliens, and they put computer chips in his butt.
Mm-hmm. Is this like a it happened to my friend, wink, wink kind of thing?
No, he really believes this happened.
Is his name like Pete Farkey or something?
No.
Are you just talking about yourself?
No, I am not. This is an actual person. It's been written. This guy wrote a book, and this was one of the chapters.
What's the name of the book? Plug the book.
I don't know. I will. Later in the week, I will, but I'm not lying to you right now.
Can we go back to the pork rind discussion?
Carl, do you like pork rinds?
I sure do.
Did you know that happened, Sean? How long have I been talking about pork rinds? As long as you've known me, correct?
As long as I've known you, yeah.
Okay.
Who was that? Which Carl was that?
Well, I'm going to tell you a story right now.
Is it Carl Morton?
No, he's dead. I've been talking about pork rinds for over a decade. So imagine my surprise 2 years ago when I think it was Ron tells me I got a notice here that Joe Green is peddling pork rinds.
Oh my God.
So literally, this is more unbelievable than the computer chips in this guy's butt story. It really is. So I asked Joe Green, do you like pork rinds? And then the next year, Carl Eller, I guess it's something with former players. So this is the great Carl Eller from the Minnesota Vikings. What you heard what was an actual beginning of a discussion. Let's hear it again, Sean. Carl, do you like pork rinds?
I sure do.
I mean, between that and Shelty using the word incrinculant, I could call it a career. I'm sure a lot of people wish I would.
Oh, man. Derek Shelton, the man knows what side his bread is buttered on. What better way? Like, you're never going to say a bad thing about that guy again. Now he's dropping incrinculant. My goodness.
What did you make of that? How did you find out? And this is sort of one of those things you'll never forget where you were. How did you find out, and what did you make of it?
Of Shelton saying incrinculant?
Yes.
You just told me, but I'm not surprised by it. Like, you're dropping in crinkling all over the place. Like,
yeah.
it's after years of trying to make it happen, you finally succeeded.
Well,
I heard it in an ad read.
Look what happened with pork rinds. I mean, what?
Well, you use it to describe your beloved Omaha steaks, I believe. I heard it in my car. Possibly the caramel apple tartlets. I don't remember exactly which product it was in. It was in reference to, but
yeah.
It's all over the place. You gotta get a shirt made up with it or a hat made up with it.
Funny you should say that. We just got a shipment of shirts that already say it.
Can I have one?
Absolutely. You seem to want to make a point on pork rinds before I went into all that.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I think old Sean Myers might want to give them a try. I thought they were going to be repulsive. I tried them years ago. They're fine. I don't think I like them as much as Carl Eller does. I'll tell you that much.
Well, if you went into, what was it, a Sheetz or something? If I was hungry, I would look at the trail mix. I would look at the Pringles.
Here's
I would look at a protein bar. I'm not even looking at the pork rinds.
Listen to me. I'm telling you, this is why pork rinds still have any kind of foothold in the snacking culture of 2023. They're, I believe, zero carb. If they're not zero carb, they're extremely low carb.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're good for you? No. It's pork fat and it's sodium and whatever. It's a terrible thing to eat. But if you are, you know, on some kind of diet or just trying to cut back on carbs and you want to go in and get like the satisfaction of something crunchy like that, and not buy like a bag of Doritos, I think that's who they're primarily marketed for. Like, do I care about that? No. But that doesn't mean that I haven't had them and been like, oh, okay, that's fine. It's a pork rind.
Lots of different flavors.
Certainly. There's barbecue. there's more spicy ones. There's sweet and spicy. Yeah, they're all over the place, man.
I've also been told that it's very easy to order pot these days and that there are many different flavors of weed that you can order. It's like a menu. They literally give you a menu at one of these places and you're like, yeah, I'll take the mint chocolate chip weed. Is that true?
Without completely like doxing my own location here, I am within walking distance of probably three high-end medicinal weed stores, and it is all I'll say is you could probably just fill out a quick form online and the world would be your oyster in that regard. If you ever want to get back on the horse with weed, Joe, you got your choice.
Tell me more about the flavors.
They're all like, well, have you ever been to like one of the actual fully legalized dispensaries, like in Canada or Seattle or Denver, those places? Those are the places that are really fun. Those are where you see like the really ridiculous puns and the funny names and stuff.
No.
Sean Kemp has a dispensary in Seattle that I physically have been inside.
What?
Yes.
Was he there?
No, but a big ass painting of him was there. Sean Kemp themed weed strands, yeah. Purple rain, shit like that. Stuff like that. Excuse me.
Sean, now we have to cut Sean off for a moment, which is okay. I think I let us. Can people hear me right now? Or no? Is the whole station off the air? What happened? Am I on the air? Sean?
That's the first time I used dumb, so I'm not exactly sure how.
I think I'm still on the air, and I feel guilty because I felt like I led Sean down a bad path. The other Sean, Gentilly.
Yeah, he's he regrets that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he doesn't. But the word he said wasn't that bad, was it?
It wasn't great.
I mean, it wasn't great for radio, but in terms of general English language, I don't think it was that bad, was it? When's he coming back?
I think, I believe there's a little bit of a wait here until we're able to get him back. Not just him, anyone who's dumped.
How long of a wait, and will he come back?
There's a clock counting to my left here,
so I'm watching.
I think it has to get up to a certain number before he can return.
This feels like a penalty in hockey.
I think that's an accurate comparison, yeah.
So he's banging on the box, getting ready to come out of the penalty box and maybe turn this game with a shorthanded goal.
Hopefully he's not like one of those guys that comes out and then just goes after the same guy and fights him immediately after he gets out again.
Are you going to get a little buzzer when it's time to get Sean back, or what happens here when he gets out of the penalty box?
This is where Foles, he should have enlightened me on this whole process, because this is new to me. So we'll see.
Well, can you press a button to see if he's still there? Oh, that's my question. Or do you have to actually call him back? Because I did want to talk about hockey. He's done some very fine work for The Athletic here on Kyle Dubas. I want to get him to grade the hire and also some of Dubas's priorities. The two Seans are discussing Sean Gentile's faux pas there. Does that get a person blacklisted from the show? Or do we forgive people for that? Yeah, we forgive people. Bruce Arians just did this last week. If Bruce Arians can say this on the air, then so can Sean and come back in the same show, right? Nobody's answering me. Now these two guys have hit it off. They're laughing like crazy back there, talking on the telephone, the two Seans. Is he back?
So he's going to wait on hold. He apologizes vehemently. And I think we probably have about another 45 seconds to a minute until he's good to go.
Were you here for the Bruce Arians debacle?
No, enlighten me on that without saying anything inappropriate.
Well, I won't repeat what he said, but again, it wasn't that bad. It just wasn't fit for terrestrial. Is this terrestrial radio we're on, or is that the other
I don't think so. I don't know, though.
I thought this was terrestrial radio.
Sure, then it is.
Why has the whole show become about UFOs and stuff like that?
Extraterrestrial,
and I almost said the word that Sean just said. I almost did it again. Shed. Let's take a moment here. Is he ready?
We got, on this counter, we got like 3 more seconds, but it doesn't go at a second. It's a little
no,
delayed.
I hear you. So Bruce Arians said a bad word on with Ron and I, and we had to call him back. It's just as simple as that. It's a very normal procedure. And I think this day and age, people often splice their normal language with a swear word or two. This is just the realities of it, Sean. Don't
did you know that I don't swear?
What?
True story. I do not.
Why?
I've been asked that a lot. I don't have a great reason. I just have never felt the need. And I feel like once you get to a certain point of not swearing, then you might as well just keep it up at that point.
I respect that. I swear way too much.
I say son of a biscuit and stuff like that.
I say son of a Boris Yeltsin. So we do have that in common.
I think he should be good to triumphantly return at this point.
Sean?
There we go.
You're out of the penalty box.
I am. I'm very sorry. I went into podcast mode.
It's quite all right. Yep. It really is. I mean, everything's good. We had a wonderful discussion. As you guys, I saw you guys bond for a little while there. I thought that was nice.
Joe, would you believe that I heard every single word of it while I was on the phone?
Can you believe that Sean doesn't swear? I swear all the time.
That's great. I think that's really interesting, honestly. He's a better man than I, clearly, because I just said the S word on the radio.
Clearly, yes. Can we get into Kyle Dubas, please?
Yeah, sure.
Grade the hire and tell me his very first priority if you were him.
Hire's a solid A. I heard you seem like lukewarm on it. I feel like you were not sold on the Kyle Dubas experience.
Not really, but that's beside the point. We're interested in your opinion right now.
He's as good as they were going to do, and I think they're really fortunate that the year that they needed to truly overhaul the department, even in a way that they didn't with Hextall and Burke, I think they're really, really lucky that the S word hit the fan in Toronto because it benefited them. Dubas, 5 years at the helm, he built the 110, 115 point team. Not perfect. Nobody is. But I think in terms of what they need in the short term and what they need in the long term, they basically couldn't have done any better than this guy.
And his first priority is what?
Depth forwards. So where Hextall blew it time after time after time. 3 trade deadlines, I think 2 off seasons, whatever it officially ended up being, just couldn't surround the top end of talent with really relevant NHL players. If you want to go back to the Kasperi Kapanen contract or the Kraken expansion draft debacle, all that stuff, the end result was not only could he not find, it was a mix of him not being able to find relevant role players and also not being able to identify them and retain them when he did. And that's how you end up with Evan Rodriguez leaving for nothing. He was a relevant player for the Colorado Avalanche this past year, on and on and on. That's what the Pittsburgh Penguins need more than anything, at least for the next couple years. Because if you believe that Crosby is still capable of driving the bus, and you look at the year that Malkin had and said, this guy is absolutely worth the contract he signed, both those things are true based on last season, you got to give him some support. And that bottom six last year and the year before that was a joke. And that's Hextall's fault. And that's where Dubas in particular is good at. He can find guys who were, you know, signed $1 million contract or $1.5 million contracts who come in and find a way to be relevant NHL players. And that's something Hextall just couldn't do.
Sean Gentile of The Athletic on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests around every corner. We had a little faux pas. Sean spent a couple minutes in the penalty box, but he's out and raring to go. What would be your approach with Jari and the goaltending? First, with Jari, period, what would you do?
That might be the worst bit of news for their offseason, honestly, Joe, is that, like, in a perfect world, you, Joe Starkey, if you were running the Pittsburgh Penguins, would you want to move on from Tristan Jari? You, Joe.
Yes. Yes, I would. But not at sure. not for the right price, I would keep him. So I'm not saying I would move on from him, you know. I have a stomach ache all of a sudden, Sean.
It's okay.
I have heartburn.
Which Sean are you talking to?
You.
Too many pork rinds.
Yeah, there's too many Seans and too many pork rinds. Suddenly I have acid indigestion. Do you have anything to help with that?
I've got some squeezable fruit blend apple unsweetened, if you'd like that.
That sounds like it might make it worse. This is beside the point as well, though, Sean. Why did you ask me that, what I would do with Jari? Did you like my answer?
Yeah, I'm just interested in hearing what you have to say about it. But also, it's a tough spot for anybody to be in regarding Tristan Jari right now. Certainly Kyle Dubas, because I think the correct answers as far as what to do with Tristan Jari are you either cut bait or you say, yeah, we'll sign him to a 2-year prove it deal worth, you know, whatever, $3.5 million or something. In a perfect world, that's what should happen. That's what his performance dictated. That's based on what we've seen from him over the last few years, because he can't stay healthy and he can't turn together a truly consistent season. That's the way it should work. The reality of the situation is that Tristan Jari is the best UFA goaltender on the market. That's crazy, but it's true. So where the Penguins are cruising is for Tristan Jari to get offered too much money and too much term by some other team, a number that would make you uncomfortable and probably Kyle Dubas uncomfortable too. So then what does it turn into? You need a goalie, period. And you're picking from that same UFA market that, you know, was led by Tristan Jari. So that's a tough situation. They need to figure out whether they want to sign Jari, maybe go out, get someone like Freddie Anderson in the short term, or do maybe what the Vegas Golden Knights have done, which is have like 3 or 4 or 5 low cost options and just roll the ball out to the middle of the court and say, all right, you guys fight it out and play the hot hand. There's a lot of decisions to be made with the goaltending position there. And it's a tricky, tricky, tricky situation.
Pierre LeBrun said that the Penguins will be a bubble team for 2 years and then fall off a cliff. Do you agree with that?
I think that's certainly possible. Yeah. But at the same time, like, what's the alternative? You're going to punt on the last 2 years of Crosby's current contract? You're going to rebuild with him in his 36, 37 year seasons? Like, no, you can't do that. So you hire a guy who actually has some experience building a decent roster around still elite players. And that's Dubas. Like, do I think that they're going to be a true contender next year, like a cup contender? Not really. But I also think he's got the goods in a way that Hextall didn't and doesn't, that are necessary to actually turn them into put them in a better spot than they were last season, right? Have a roster that's less reliant on getting 82 high-end games out of Crosby and Malkin and Letang, and just put them in a better spot to be, you know, a relevant team maybe not a bubble team. You know, maybe they're comfortably in and they're not sweating it out in the last couple of weeks of the season. I think that's about the best you could realistically hope for. But from then on, like, what does it matter? The Florida Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they didn't make it into the playoffs until the second to last day of the season. So you worry about getting in, and then you cross your fingers and see what happens, because that's all you can do. Because to do anything else in the last couple of years of Crosby and Malkin here would be disrespectful. So let it ride, see what happens. Dubas has a 7-year deal, so he has plenty of time after all this is over to try to usher the franchise into its next phase of existence, and you cross that bridge when you get to it.
Thank you, Sean. This was memorable. Do you mind if I nominate you as social media's biggest loser today? Usually it's Mulsey, because frankly, I can't think of anyone else. All right.
I mean, I don't know why you have to stop at social media for that title for Mueller, but whatever.
Thank you, Sean.
Bye now. Sorry about the swearing.
That's okay. That was Sean Gentile. You can read his stuff at The Athletic. Wonderful man. Very insightful on many issues, notably hockey. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And social media's biggest loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. First self-nomination there, basically, is what I took that as, and Sean Gentile wins.
He earned it.
He earned it. He certainly did. Coming up next, let's talk a little more Pirates. I think LIV Golf and PGA, I'm not that interested. I really am not. As I said at the top of the show, follow the money. It's just simple in anything in life and in sports. The PGA looked at the LIV Tour and said, after trying to basically, you know, dismiss them, and I'm sure if they could have eradicated them, they would, the same way the NFL did with the AFL and the NBA with the ABA. And then they wake up one day and say, wait a second, they're stealing our stars. They're going to cost us money. Plus, we could probably make more with them. Well, let's join forces. So that's what they did. Other than that, where's the interest here? For me, not much. I'm more interested in your first place Pirates. So we're going to talk about that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.